in a little bit, and I've done switching teams in house. How do you approach this?
Another opportunity, you know, here. Yesterday was just kind of hectic for me. Woke up early this morning, got a phone call from the Chargers. Actually woke up as a Charger, went to sleep as a Raider. That's how I look at it.
Do you have a sense of it being that fast? Do you have a sense things are going to turn around pretty quickly?
That was my first time experiencing it. And so when it happened, I gave my agent a call, and he just said he on top of everything. So everything was out of my hands. So couldn't get mad over something I couldn't control during that process. And Raiders gave me a call, and let's go.
It's kind of strange. You kind of ended your season against these guys last year, right? Here you
are. Wow. Yeah, you're right. Did end of my season. I guess it was in the first quarter on the screen pass,
seconds.
Too.
Yeah, I thought I read a second. But yeah. What happened on that?
I remember the play. I caught a screen pass for, like, I want to say 16, 20 yards, not exact with the yardage, but the next play, I tried to line up and heard it clicking in my ankle, and that was the last of it. So,
were you surprised to get cut by the Chargers?
Been around for a while, you kind of know. You don't want to overthink things, though. But you know, when I sat down with Nerve, I kind of told him, you know, I kind of felt it a little bit because me being a returner and being like the fourth or fifth screen over there, I kind of didn't understand that. So I kind of knew that where that was going within like 2.5-3 weeks in training camp, but you got to respect the process, and that's something I was doing there.
Yeah, obviously have a need for that here right now to have a returner, and I guess you'll get plenty of kicks your way on Thursday night. I mean, are you you've been doing this long enough, is it,
right,
so that it's, you don't put too much emphasis on it, just do it the way you usually do it?
Right. Like you said, I don't put too much emphasis on it because I've been doing it since, you know, Optimus growing up, and just coming over here when they need a return is kind of like a good feeling because that's what I do, you know, just be back there and make plays and just not going to take anything for granted. Just go out there. I don't know how much I'm going to play Thursday, but look forward to being in that black and silver.
Have you ever thought about counting how many punts do you think you fielded in your...
Nah, I never keep track of that.
Practice and everything, I mean...
Nah.
Is there ever a punt that fools you, or have you been doing this so long now that you pretty much can sense where it's going to go, know where it's going to turn?
You got to remember, I was in Buffalo for 7 years, so when the weather get bad there, you don't know where the ball going to go. But something we did, we put two guys back there at times because of the weather, but majority of the time, you just have to, you know, just be smart back there and make good judgments on the ball, and that's it.
What makes you a good punt returner?
Because when I go back there, I have to make something happen, you know, and my instinct, my quickness, and I just use it to my advantage and just try to be a playmaker and just try to put the offense in good field position because that's the key. Sometimes you don't want to do too much because a punt return is like an extra down for the offense. You know, got to get that first down first, and then after that, you just make the big plays and do what you do best.
You have to have a special mentality to want to be a punt returner.
Right. Well, I'm kind of like used to it. I always have people come to me and say, well, how you go back there and do that? But, you know, once you get used to it, you've been doing it so long, it's become natural. You get a knack for it, and you kind of know the coverage and how far people is. You don't want to too much study them. You just want to do what you do back there and just make smart decisions.
Now, through three preseason games, the Raiders have only averaged less than 4.5 yards per punt return. How do you address that?
Just come in, just help contribute, you know, help that average go up.
Do you feel like you're able to get back all your speed and movements after the ankle?
I mean, I'm back. I feel like I ain't lost my skill set. You know, it's all about opportunities. You know, unfortunately, I was in a situation when they brought a slot guy in with an Eddie Roy, and we did the exact same thing. And you know in this business, and like I do, so it just was a tough situation. It just was an opportunity to show teams I could still run around and still have it.
You do make this 53-man roster. Did you sneak up that Charger playbook for the season opener?
You're very so mad.
You think you can help in the slot too as a receiver?
Yes, I'm pretty sure. You know, I knew I could help in the slot, but, you know, they brought me here to be a returner. Right now I got to focus on that, and hopefully that will open up doors for me on offense. You know, got to keep that the main thing as of right now.
Any talk of kicks too or just punts?
I did a few kicks back in Buffalo. It depends when guys go down, and that's about it.
But that's not that punts.
I mean, I can do kicks if it was asked for me to do. That wouldn't be no problem at all.
you were part of some pretty special teams units in Buffalo. What made those units so good?
I got to give a lot of credit to Bobby Abram. He's a good special team coach. You can't take the credit from him. He did a good job in that. And we also had guys that wanted to be out there, you know, and block and do a good job through the times I was there. And I appreciate the times I was there, but Bobby Abram, got to give him all the credit. He did a good job there.
You are looking forward to playing the Chargers in a couple of weeks?
No, right? No doubt. I'm ready.
It's kind of
so ready.
Ironic,
it's so ready. That's all I can say.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks. Okay, thanks.
Welcome.
Good luck to you. Hey, Ross.